BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, has said that detailed aerial reconnaissance of the small island where a volcano suddenly erupted has shown there are unlikely to be any survivors. The authorities say five people died when they were engulfed in ash and smoke on White Island, and eight others are missing. A total of 47 people were on White Island at the time. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are holding their first face-to-face talks centred on the conflict in eastern Ukraine. The leaders of France and Germany are also taking part in the summit in Paris. A Ukrainian official has told the BBC the talks were lively but not tense. The watchdog that oversees the United States Justice Department has rejected President Trump's claim that the FBI inquiry into possible collusion between Russia and his election campaign in 2016 was politically motivated. The Inspector General says spies were not placed inside the Trump campaign by the FBI, something that the president has claimed several times. South Africa has announced substantial nationwide power cuts after 10% of the electricity grid was switched off. Officials are blaming heavy rain for problems at coal power stations and say they're implementing a careful system of rationing. Afghanistan has passed a new child protection law covering issues ranging from exploitation to education. Increased conflict in the country has resulted in an alarming rise in child abuse. Researchers have uniquely listed the world's most important water towers, the system of high-level reservoirs of water such as glaciers. They say the Indus Water Tower, which supports more than 200 million people in Afghanistan, China, India and Pakistan, is the most vulnerable. Mexico's foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, has ordered the country's ambassador to Argentina to return home after he was accused of stealing from a bookshop in Buenos Aires. Mr. Ebrard said experts were examining a video shot in October which appears to show the ambassador taking a book off a shelf and walking out. BBC News.